Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 699.5 down 4. March, 696.25 down 5.5. Soft December wheat, 647 down 5.5. March, 654.5 down 4.75. December corn, 420.25 down 4.5. July, 442.5 down 3.75. January soybeans, 1323 down 6.25. July, 1281 down 7.25. December soybean meal, 439.50 up 230. December soybean oil, 40.42 down 24. December live cattle, 131.32.5 up 25. January feeder cattle, 163.20 up 40. December lean hogs, 85.32.5 down 27.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Before we get into particulars, it's a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday, but are there fundamental reasons for it?
Well, you know, this morning we got the news wire basically starts off, and it says exporters sell 360,000 tons of U.S. beans to unknown destinations for 2013-14 delivery. And the next line says, alert, exporters report cancellation of 300,000 tons U.S. soybeans to China for 13-14 delivery. So basically, the cancellations that were being rumored yesterday supposedly were announced on Reuters here this morning, and I think that's a little bit of a negative tone to things. We were talking about that yesterday, our little pop come out of the revision of the last 2 months of the soybean inspections that raised the total by over 9.7 billion bushels, million bushel, not billion. And that helped give us the pop yesterday. And that today, basically in the last 5 days, we've seen a 65-cent rally in beans and 16-cent rally in the corn. And as people are wanting to go home for the holidays or not be around the rest of the week, a little profit taking.
I want to check in with this export sales cancellation. So they canceled 300,000 metric tons of soybeans to China, right?
Exports cancellation, 300,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China.
During the 13-14 marketing year. And then we get a report that says 360,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown destinations were purchased.
That is what's on the Reuters news line.
So that's a plus 60 in my book.
It is. But when we don't like the word cancellation and actually see it in print. And when you stop and think about cancellations like that with the update that we've had as of late, 7 to 8 cents isn't a bad sell-off.
So let's look at it that then from the technical standpoint too, Wayne, because we have talked for weeks, if not a month or more, about the 315, the 13-15 level in the January contract. We got there.
We got there. We went through it. We are still trading above
it. And we're still trading above it. So the question becomes, is there further room above this level, or are we trading essentially looking for a high in this level, and we've run out of energy, and now we're seeing good reports of growing down in South America, and we're going to begin the long, slower decline, perhaps, if weather continues to be favorable down there?
You know, we're looking at right now that we still have some very good support in the 12.80 to 13.10 range. I mean, we're still above the 13.15 as far as that goes, Dave, but we're not really looking for the beans to, without some new news, to go surging on up above the 13.40 mark or 13.38 or whatever we're looking at that way, just because of the way things go. Now, we generally see a little rally going into Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep, there's a seasonal here.
There's a seasonal here that says that we shouldn't get too bearish for the next couple days. But, I mean, all in all, if when, you know, we have talked immensely, or it's been on newswire after newswire after newswire saying that they like to secure and look till things get looking better and want to have supply on hand, and but we will probably see some cancellations later. Well, seeing the first one today is just a little bit spooky, and it is making people be just a little bit leery about aggressively buying the market from here. But all in all, we do have some good support above $13 here for right now.
All right, let's turn our attention to the corn market. What are you seeing there?
You know, we just broke down through the 420 mark. Basically, if beans are under some pressure, the corn crop is so much bigger, and we don't have the demand. We have demand, and we have some nearby demand because of the ethanol plants and some of the export business. But we just have a lot bigger crop there to be dealing with, and I think we're going to be hard-pressed to see much of a rally in the corn market right now.
So what are we looking at? Somewhere between the low that we established earlier around 410, and maybe the upper end would be what, 430, 433?
You know, probably that, 435 probably.
So sideways for how long, Wayne?
Sideways for how long? Oh, that's going to be, I think that we'll be sideways here through the end of the year, to be very honest, in the corn. I think it's going to take us into January and see what the actual movement's going to be by farmers come January.
So any attempt to get corn out of producers' hands isn't going to happen on the board, is what you're saying. It's going to be a basis play.
That would be correct.
What could you see basis in your area? Because, you know, and you're over there in New Market, you're over there in central Indiana. What could you see happen in your area over the next 6 to 8
weeks?
You
know, I think that we could probably see 10 over. Between now and the end of the year, to be very honest. It's possible at the ethanol plants that they need to have some corn brought in. You know, a lot of the regular elevators are, you know, a little bit under, but your ethanol plants are beginning to pay up.
Let's turn our attention to the wheat market. We haven't talked wheat in a little bit with you. What do you see there?
The wheat market's very little for news. You know, we've a little bit scared about the cold weather there for a few days. But basically, it looks like that's going to come on in. And as long as corn is probably a little bit easier, wheat's going to be a little bit easier.
Has wheat found, we've had a long, long decline from the middle of October. It has slid a bunch. Is it found a bottom in essentially double bottoming with this group of bottoms that we saw in September?
I think just like corn, it's in a trading range, Dave, and I think that we've seemed to find some support right in here. As long as corn can hold above $4, I think your beans are going to hang in this 640 above level.
Livestock, are you seeing any potential for volatility in any of the contracts between now and the end of the year?
You know, I think that we could see some, but not. I don't have a good handle on those, I guess, Dave, would be the best thing to say rather than say something that would lead somebody the wrong way.
Well, that's always the best thing to say. Hey, Wayne, happy Thanksgiving early to you.
Well, Dave, you enjoy your turkey.
I will try to do that. Thank you much. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.
Leonard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Leonard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, $7.25, down 3.25. Soft December, 6.47, down 5.5. December corn, 4.19¾, down 5. July, 4.42, down 4.25. January soybeans, 13.21, down 8.25. July, 12.80¼, down 8. December soybean meal, 439.40, up 220. December soybean oil, 40.40, down 26. December live cattle, 131.32½, up 25. January feeders, 163.32½, up 52½. December lean hogs are 85.25, and they're down 35. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.